I'm really a producer before everything, and I love plugins. And like any other nerdy producer, I just collect plugins as if they're gonna like be responsible for my next great song that I create. There's some itch that you scratch by getting new plugins, and to think that one day I would make one, that was pretty high on my list. Even as I've gotten to be a pro, quote unquote, I really, really like simple plugins. Plugins that have a nice interface, there's only a few knobs, and I can trust they'll make stuff sound good. Originally, that was the whole idea, was one knob, it sounds better, like a sound goodizer. But I started to realize that that was a bit too limiting. You really couldn't find one setting for a kick that's also gonna work on a vocal. So, started to snowball a little bit, and I said, well, what if there's five settings? What if there's vocal, synth, bass, kick, and drums? And then what if in each setting, we only have, you know, four knobs or something? And then we were making the four knobs, and I said, well, really, you kind of want more like eight knobs. Can we do this and still make it simple? And through a lot of experimentation, we finally got there. So when you first open up the plugin, you're gonna see on the top here are your main categories of instruments. Depending on the category that you click, you're gonna have eight options. In bass, you have some distortion, some compression, some width control. In drums, you get transients, details, air, kick, again, transients, air, pressure, synths, details. So some of the parameters are shared between instruments, but the buttons actually still do different things. They're gonna be tailored to the specific instrument page that you are on. So the first thing that we're gonna look at is this song starter. Now, if we look at what's going on, we have the synth category selected, because this is a synth. We're adding some body. We're adding some presence. Presence is an EQ curve that I've designed for synths that I think works well to make it poke out of a mix. We have air, which gives you nice sizzling high frequencies. We have the exciter, which is exciting the sound in a multi-band way. So it's essentially saturation that's helping out some of the highs, helping out some of the mids. Details is one of my favorite parameters. Details introduces a parallel signal. It takes your sound and duplicates it, but on the duplicate, it's totally squashed. So that means all of the really quiet sounds in your synth are going to be lifted up and brought up and can be heard. So in this case, things like the reverb that would normally be quiet will get lifted up in the mix, and it will sort of fill out the sound. Pressure is multiband compression. Expand is going to be width. It does some stereo imaging, especially accentuating the mids and the highs. And glue is simply glue compression. So if we look at our signal, by using the waveform, we can actually look and see that it's got a lot of dynamics. And as we increase the mix, it still has dynamics, but it's much thicker. So if you compare it to before we added Cashmere Essentials to afterwards, it makes a big difference.
One of the things I'm very proud of also is the fact that you can see the waveform. So you see the change that's being made as the audio comes in and as it goes out. For me as a producer, I'm very big on seeing what I hear. It gives me confidence, it gives me confirmation that I know what I'm hearing.
Kick, I really thought should be separate from the overall drums. There are things that you want to focus on more specifically with a kick. In a lot of kind of music that's made these days, the kick is one of the most important elements of your mix. So lumping it in with just drums didn't feel right. So if we look at what the kick is doing, we have sub. This lets you pick a target frequency. If you know what the root note is of your song, you probably want to go with that. These mids allow you to create a bit of a dip or an increase in the mids, depending on what you feel it needs. Sometimes kicks have a little bit of a boxiness. You might want to get rid of some of the mids. So it actually starts at 100%, and you can decrease that or increase that to taste. The air is going to help with that attack. It's going to try to do the same job as a transient, more or less. The tape is just going to add a little bit of subtle tape saturation. The pressure is going to do multi-band compression. This, I think, works for harder kicks, things like big room kicks and hardstyle
style kicks where you really want to bring the tone and some of the grittiness out of it. Compression, this is just going to be a simple compressor. Now with the width, it starts at 100%. You can decide whether to add width if you're doing some crazy hard style thing, or you can decrease width to make sure that your kick isn't too wide, which generally should be the case, shouldn't be too wide. So there you have it, we got that from this. I think that sounds better.
I think for young producers out there, it will help skip through some of the fluff. I'm really hoping that it just helps get the kind of silly part of production out of the way, which is you might have a good idea, but it just doesn't sound like a finished song. You just don't maybe understand some of the basics of production, EQing things the right way, compressing the right way. And it's not perfect, and it's not maybe as advanced as some people would want. And there are, of course, EQs for that. I mean, music should be about great ideas. So if a kid is an interesting kid, he's got an interesting brain, interesting ideas. These things like EQ and compression, forget what the purists say, they shouldn't be an obstacle for him. He should be able to express those ideas, and if I can help him do that quicker, then that's the whole point of it. Nothing frustrates me more when I'm making music than all of the sort of janitorial work, I call it, you're cleaning up EQs, all of the custodial work associated with making music that doesn't have to do with creativity, doesn't have to do with the ideas.